Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.
A recent survey showed that never cleaning your phone and scrolling while on the loo were among the top 10 phone habits that people want to kick. But how unhygienic is a dirty phone in the bathroom, and what other germs are lurking around everyday household items? I'm joined on the line by Dr. Orla Cahill, lecturer in microbiology and allergen management at the Technological University Dublin. Orla, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, I find it disgusting people actually scrolling on their phone. But I mean, I've seen people in a loo, guys with, doing their business, one hand on the phone, one hand on the lad. And I just find that really bizarre.
Absolutely. It's very unhygienic. In the bathroom as it is, when you flush the toilet, you automatically...
I'm sorry, Orla, we seem to be having a real problem with that line. We can attempt to go again on that. But while we're waiting for that line to be sorted, I want to mention that a British diplomat has been expelled from Russia after being accused of being a spy. The diplomat wasn't named initially. He's 2 weeks to leave the country, with the Russian foreign ministry saying it had received information regarding the affiliation of a diplomatic employee at the embassy with the British Secret Service. A translation of a post on the Telegram channel of the FSB, the Russian Domestic Intelligence Service, said that the British chargé d'affaires had been summoned to be informed that a diplomat was being expelled and to hear a strong protest from the authorities. Moscow says it won't tolerate the activities of undeclared British intelligence officers in Russia, and the ministry warned Russia would respond decisively if the UK escalates the situation. Now, I'll play a clip from that particular report in a few minutes' time, but now we'll try to go back to Orla and see if things are better. Orla, hello.
Hello. Apologies about that.
Yeah, it's slightly better. We'll persevere for a while. So the other nasty spots where we might find germs in our homes?
I guess the kitchen, I suppose. When you use a kitchen very, very often, it's the hub of the home, usually. But there's various parts of the kitchen that we kind of tend to overlook. One particular area is those kitchen sponges. Now, they tend to harbour quite a significant amount of germs because of they're porous. So obviously, the porosity, it can soak up all of those potential bacteria that, could be, when you're, for example, cleaning chopping boards or cleaning high-touch surfaces or your countertops or even your kitchen sink. So you could have accumulations. I mean, one German study showed that there could be up to 45 billion organisms per square centimetre on those sponges.
The thing about your sponge, Orla, I mean, as I understand it, soap or a detergent kills these bacteria and also kills viruses. What it does so by attacking, if you like, the cell covering. It can't stand a detergent and it dies. So if you rinse your sponge in soapy water, won't that do the trick?
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Not necessarily, because, again, of the porosity. I mean, you'd want to be soaking the sponge for an extended period of time in the likes of, say, bleach, which is very harsh. It's very not environmentally friendly. But in order to completely kill all of those organisms, and as well as that, detergents don't kill spores. Now, spores are a survival mechanism that a number of these organisms produce in order to survive those harsh environmental conditions. Detergents will not break down spores. So the spores, under favourable conditions, can regenerate and reproduce as vegetative cells. So apart from the organisms on the sponge itself, those sponges are usually typically made from polyurethane. And I think we're all very mindful of microplastics. So they can actually release microplastics over time as well. So again, just something to be mindful of. And talking about detergents, we don't necessarily have to use harsh chemicals like bleach. We can use, the likes of, say, homemade remedies like the white vinegar, spirit vinegar, and a combination of vinegar and lemon juice, and baking powder in water.
Yeah.
They can be very, very effective antimicrobial agents.
Now, the question of closing the lid on the loo before you flush it, that's something I remember. Dyson was on with me on the Late Late Show, I think it was, and he had a video showing a huge plume of stuff coming out of the toilet when you flush it. And that happens in every bathroom.
It does, absolutely. And especially if you have a small ensuite bathroom, for example, where your say, sink, which is holding your toothbrush, is close by, you could be, unfortunately, aspirating or aerosolizing water from the toilet bowl, around the room. And remember, they're aerosolized, but those organisms do come down onto surfaces and potentially contaminate different areas. Like the mobile phone, for example, you're mentioning, apart from, organisms in the bathroom on the mobile phone, when you're repeatedly using the mobile phone and you're touching different surfaces in the bathroom or other areas, you're transferring organisms from your hands onto the mobile phone. So the mobile phone can accumulate a lot of organisms, not just from high touch surfaces in public places, but also from your own body commensals, like your own skin cells,
so,
for example.
There's a thing now in many bathrooms which don't have, a separate lobby with a dryer and a sink, that it's in the same airspace, if you like, as the toilets. I often wonder about those dryers. They're sucking in air, which is the air from the toilet room itself, and you're just getting it to warm your hands. So are you
Absolutely.
Not spraying your hands with hot bacteria?
Potentially, yes, absolutely. I mean, I just studied this a few years ago, and absolutely, if you don't wash your hands very well with hot water and soap, and it's very important that you use hot water and soap. But I would preferentially use a paper towel to dry my hands rather than those hand dryers, and that's my own personal preference. But from a hygiene perspective, yes, I would consider that, the air from around the bathroom has been sucked in and possibly recirculating organisms around, absolutely.
Now, the last question really is a general one. I mean, you mentioned the billions of bugs that are pretty much everywhere, on every surface, on your phone, on your desk, everywhere. Don't we kind of live in some sort of symbiotic relationship with all of these bugs? We don't get infected every time we come in contact with them.
No, we don't. And I mean, we have to be mindful of good bacteria and being surrounded by the good ones versus the bad ones. Now, the good ones are very, very good for us. I mean, we probiotic bacteria from food we eat, you know, is very important to sustain our immune systems and fortify our immune system. So they're like the lactobacilli in probiotic yogurts, etc. But we have to be mindful of the bad ones. So the bad ones that cause disease and cause infection, like coliforms, like E. coli, Staphylococcus aureus, other bugs that could, again, be potentially in our kitchens if we're cutting raw meat, etc. High-touch surfaces, whereby lots of people are touching the same surface and could be transmitting, if they are ill themselves, they could be transmitting, you know, infectious disease like viruses, like the cold virus, flu virus, etc., onto those surfaces that people could pick up. And depending, again, on if you're immunocompromised, you need to be more mindful of hygiene, you know, simply just carrying around. And we were very mindful of hand hygiene, especially during COVID, where everybody was carrying hand sanitizer. You know, being mindful of that, especially in public places, I think is and again, being mindful of, you know, just your just basic, you know, kitchen hygiene at home, you know, is very important as well.
Dr. Orla Cahill, lecturer in microbiology and allergen management in Technological University of Dublin. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.